Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined, as always, by Wabbits. How's it going, Wabs?
Oh my god, as always, it's me. Hi.
I know, as always, this is like, we're going to default setting ASAP right now.
No fancy colors, no fancy flavors. This is just base flavor.
This is what you're here for, apparently. There has been a lot of controversy, there's a lot of esports stuff we can talk about. But I want to know how you're doing, Wabs. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a very busy like 2 weeks. Very exciting, a lot of things happening because school's starting and I'm back to school. Let's go.
The one thing Wabs can't get away from.
Never leaving.
And you'll never leave school ever again now.
I'm not doing it. I don't know. It's been exciting. It's been a lot. I have moved. I only have one monitor set up because I forgot my power bar, which is very sad because now I feel like I can't, like, it feels wrong to be playing games because I can't have a second screen to distract me. So it's weird.
What?
I know, right? Like, it sounds like it's dumb, but I like to have I need the second screen. Because I want to be watching my stream and watching someone else play a game or have a video on that I'm watching while I'm just sitting in free play doing nothing. I can't just sit in free play doing nothing if that's the only thing I'm doing.
It's true if it's specifically free play, right? Are you saying that even if you're playing games, you're like, I want to be distracted?
I want to be distracted in the game as well.
So I think what we can get from this is that the reason you don't rank up is because you're too busy not focusing on the game.
Yeah, because I have fun with the game. I'm not in this to get
better. No, Wabs, I don't think you got what I meant. This was extending to our listeners. What we learned from Wabs' life story, not that Wabs isn't getting better at the game. The reason you're not getting better at the game is because you're like Wabs.
Oh, yeah. That's your excuse. That's your new cope. Use that as your cope. You're not focusing on it because you have your other stream on. You have your kids running around or your parents are talking.
How dare you have your kids running around?
So that's why you're not ranking up. That's your new cope. Take it. Run with it for a little bit. Try it out and see how it feels.
Wabs, you know what I said like at the beginning? Like, are you ready to like record and stuff?
Yeah, I did.
So can you like run a monologue here for a minute while I grab some tissues?
Give me a topic. What should I run a monologue about?
Your topic is who do you think is the most annoying type of Rocket League player? Like, who's the guy that you think shouldn't play this game ever again?
The person that shouldn't play this game.
Okay, I don't need to listen to this. You figure it out.
Yeah. This is actually really hard to choose from the multitudes of people. Because there are just so many, and I'm doing this partially for LeZero because he's not listening, even though he would enjoy this so much. There are so many people that just shouldn't play the game. There's the people that are distracted. I hate those. I hate people that are watching streams on their second monitor. That's it. That's my answer. The people that are watching streams on their second monitors, that have their kids running around, that have the parents talking in the back, you're playing a game. You're playing a game. This is important. You're playing ranked, not even just a game. You're not in free play and doing this. You're not in casual and doing this, which, you know, a little bit more serious, but whatever. You're in ranked. If you're in ranked, you take this seriously and you have nothing else going on. Maybe you put on some music to be focused, but you do not distract yourself and ruin the game and the experience for everybody else on your team.
Wait, awful. You just talked about yourself the whole time?
What do you mean? I'm not talking about myself.
Well, didn't you just describe you're not focused and you're running it for the whole
different,
thing?
Different way.
Do you like how I like, what is it? I took whatever you were saying and just like forced it into your the narrative from before.
You weren't wrong to do that.
Unbelievable. I suppose What we can garner for all of this is the worst possible player to ever play with in the history of Rocket League is none other than Nick Tackler. And so with that firmly established, right? Wabs gave the premise for that or something about being distracted with his Twitch stream or something like that. I don't know. Fill in the blanks. You heard the episode. I didn't.
Yeah, you know.
we're going to continue moving on, Wabs. By continuing to move on, I mean, we're going to thank the people that make this possible.
Oh my gosh. And
those people are as follows. Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toes, Paint, and Young Slug and PK. There you go. Thank you so much for your continued support.
Supporto, I like, for one. I've never heard you put L's into Arug's name.
I've never heard me make that sound either.
Right? That was new, so that was...
It just feels like I'm trying to outdo myself now. Like, I've done every iteration, so I'm just trying to be different for the sake of being different.
Valid.
Which, you know. And I think what everyone kind of listening to the show is kind of waiting to hear. I know it's been a... It's been a long time, but Waps, what'd you think about that World Championship Finals?
Oh my god, I totally remember.
I just love how you haven't had your chance to talk about it on the show. I just think that's hilarious. Like, we talked about, what's the word?
We talked about the wild card.
Yes, we did. We talked about the wild card, but we haven't had a chance to talk about the actual results. So, yeah, what are your thoughts, Waps?
So I totally remember everything that happened. Honestly, we got an incredible top eight. I'm surprised that Space Station won out in quarters. I really thought that they would beat Liquid. I mentioned this before, thought Liquid kind of snuck their way in there. Very semi. Like, they're still a great team. But I think they got like overvalued by seeding and just by how the tournament kind of played out, as I mentioned before. Whatever, don't worry about that. Liquid's still great. I just would have put them in like a top eight instead of a top four. That's kind of the difference. This was a very NA-centric playoffs. A lot going on.
It's so fun to just hear you like 3 weeks removed or 4 weeks removed from the event. And you would have made the same jokes otherwise. That's hilarious.
Yep. I'm just doing my best to remember at this point. BDS, I really would have expected them the grand finals. I fully expected this to be way more. Carmine Core put up a lot. Oh my god, I don't know if you guys mentioned it, but I put this in the Discord the moment the tournament ended. That Zen own goal was the most influential own goal that I've ever seen in my life. Did you talk about it?
Wabs, I left it to you. Well, I'm sure Cursor Messi talked about it, but I think it's your turn.
Oh my god.
To give your thoughts here.
Because they were awful. Vitality was awful against Karmi Core for the first three matches. I'm pretty sure it was the first three. Was it the first four?
The first might have been the first 10 matches. First 13 matches.
Vitality was just not on that day. It wasn't good. They were playing like bad. Didn't really deserve it. And I'm pretty sure that Karmi Core was just like kind of destroying them overall, even though the things don't necessarily show that. And then Zen own goals. And Zen got angry. And it was just like some of the best Rocket League I've ever seen in my life after that, because all three of them, like, they saw that, they felt it. I think this was this was Farrah making, I don't know if it was Farrah making his money, but this is the second time it's happened. I realized this like days after it happened. This is the second time that Zen has own gold and then just popped off. Like, played badly, done a lot of like weird positioning errors, bunch of double commits. They weren't feeling like the team wasn't feeling themselves. It was weird. Zen own goals in a really cool way and then just doesn't lose a single game for the rest of the series or like the rest of the tournament.
Takes over.
just absolutely destroys. And I think that's the secret for Vitality for going forward.
Vitality, just every time you're losing, have Zen Ungol.
Right? Just have Zen Ungol and that's it. You'll never play the same. So yeah, that was genuinely the most influential Ungol that I've ever seen in my life. I think I said that before with the last one, but considering this was in the grand finals or the semifinals of the like final tournament, this was it. Vitality is the goated, the goat at this point. Zen Vitality goat. That's the final thing.
And with that, Wabs has oh no, Wabs is back. How's it going, Wabs?
Oh, welcome back. I'm back.
Oh, his mic is now it's unmuted. How's it going, Wabs?
What happened?
You disconnected at the perfect time. We can just end the episode here. Vitality's goat.
Yep.
Wabs disappears, never to be seen again. Do you like that we predicted it, eh? Beforehand? Bold prediction as it was.
Very bold prediction.
We're such bold predictors, am I right?
Pretty far out there. Considering this was a solely top four EU top four, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like the top four of Worlds was the top four of EU. That was kind of disgusting. I forgot about that.
The top four.
It was BDS, Liquid, Karmicrow,
but I mean, everybody predicted it. I was going to say everybody, we predicted it.
Okay, everybody thought it would be similar to that. But
no, everybody
really
and their
thought,
mom knew, all right?
Okay, not new. No. Not new. Everybody kind of expected something similar with BDS, Karmicrow, Vitality as like probably top three. But Rule 1 looked really good during the group stages. And Falcons was doing very well for themselves. Probably actually put up the best fight against Vitality of anybody throughout potentially the whole tournament. From what I, kind of remember. And they should have been in a top four minimum. Maybe like that could have been a grand finals match like easily. That was this was the best showing of Falcons in a long time because they kind of fell off for so long. But they came out and I think this was the last one. Have they done a team switch now? Am I wrong?
We're gonna talk about that later, Wabs. Okay.
But their final showing, that's why I'm bringing it up. It was good. Yeah. Like they really popped off. They overperformed in a way that nobody really expected, but Mena is like really good. Real good. Real good.
What did you say? What did you say about Mena?
They're really good.
They're really good? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I, kind of didn't get that across, but... they're so a team
what?
To...
What about Mena?
They're a region to look out for. They're,
are they?
Yeah, they are. I don't know. There's not much else that I can probably say about this tournament that hasn't already been said.
I don't think there is much more to be said.
It's been a long time.
I do appreciate you though finally getting your final thoughts in. I know it's difficult, but
thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah. One chance, one opportunity.
I did not miss my chance to go.
Yeah. We're so funny. So with that in mind, let's get into the news that actually everyone's waiting for right now. And that is, what did LaZero place in placements?
Yep, placements.
What do you think it was, Wabs? Everyone pause the episode. Or no, don't even pause. Guess before Wabs guesses. What do you think it was?
Okay, giving you a second so that you can say it out loud.
No, you've already said out loud. Okay, what did I rank?
I don't know how this season has gone, where people are going. I'm making the hot take of Diamond 3.
Nope. C1, Div 1, baby.
Oh, no. So close.
You didn't believe in me, Wabs. You didn't believe in me enough.
I didn't believe in you. Maybe you spent a little bit of time in training that I didn't expect.
No, I actually, okay, so this is the big thing about the new season, and this is something that I did want to talk about. I love the first, like, 2-3 games before they think I'm, like, a diamond player again. you know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh, this is C3 Rocket League for a game or two. That's really nice of you. But then if I lose those games, immediately I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels very relevant. The drops are always fun. I always liked the first couple days of ranking and the season, but I missed out on both last one and this one for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like I'm too late, and it's just going to be awful. And I don't know if I even want to rank.
You don't even know.
I'll do it eventually, but like, it's going to just be so annoying to play with like C3s. Low C3s, C2s again, struggling. Probably. Because of MMR drops.
I just laughed that, like, no matter what, we have to get the C1 Hayden, you know? Like, our episode wouldn't be complete without it. That's all I'm saying.
No, it wouldn't. How's C1 feeling?
I'm kind of bored. Well, no. Let me rephrase. I don't mind it, but I think I ended last season C2 Div 4, right? Or no, it was a C1 Div 4. It might have been C1 Div 4 or at least okay. C2. Okay. And that to me is like, I'm right at home. Like, I know what's up. And this is like, ugh, I need to... Players, how can players be worse than me at this point in the game? You know, like, I feel like I've spent enough time away from playing for 6 months and I'm still better than people. And I just, like, I don't know what to do with it, you know?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I just, like, haven't improved at all for like a year. And it's just like, oh man, why am I still better than you?
But I think it's just that it's not that we've hit our ceiling. It's just we've hit our basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit the skill floor. Now it's time. It's only up from here. We've reached the floor, and we know where we're going.
Yeah, sugar. I'm going down, I guess.
I'm bringing out the shovel.
Bringing out the shovel.
I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna join you in C1.
You're gonna join me in C1, yes. That's gonna go over well. I don't even know what I've done to this episode. But let's have you played your replacements yet, Webs?
No, I haven't picked up the game in like 2 weeks.
Don't you just love though that like this is what we do on our episodes?
Yeah. We're just here to vibe.
There is every other episode, every other podcast I ever do has a general plan, and this But this is the only one that I don't write it down, you know?
There's no need for a plan. We know what we're talking about.
No, because this is the big difference, right? In the other episodes, there is a plan and then I divert from it.
Yeah.
But here it's just right away. I know there's no straight line to the end. It's a snake, I guess.
I think the thing with this is that even if there was a plan, and this is what happened like a long time ago when we were planning these podcasts like 100+ episodes ago, which is me and you, we had a plan and then immediately left it and never went back. Like the entire duration of the episode, it was just like, here's what we want to talk about. These like 5 main points with some sub points that were sometimes on there. And then it just never came up. And we were like, we just kind of like decided, I don't know if we ever said it, but we just decided, yeah, we're not writing anymore.
Well, I think it more comes to the fact that like, especially like since we've done so many of these episodes together, I think it's just more fun.
It is.
Like we've been doing this for so long that it's a lot more fun just to let it, you know, let it breathe, let it happen to you, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As opposed to other things.
You know what? I think this is one of the longest times that I've gone without playing Rocket League. In like,
oh, really?
When was the last time I didn't play for like a long period? And by long period, I mean it's like 2 weeks. It might have been when I was moving out of university.
Whoa.
So like over a year for sure. At the very least. And I might be going beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. This is a big break for me. Wait, no, I had... No. I feel like there was some time that I had like maybe Christmas-ish that was close to it, but I don't think it was this long. I'm thinking
how do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
I'm going to be so good when I come back.
Yeah, you're going to be the best. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of the best, I'll I have too much fun with you apps. Speaking of the best, let's talk about the best results, or sorry, the best Fallout coming out.
Ooh, the biggest results coming out of
the biggest results. No, the biggest Fallout, the greatest things. Okay, yeah. Before, because I can do this like by the book. We can go Liquipedia, right? I'm gonna do this actually. I'm gonna do this anyway. Okay, we're gonna go Liquipedia. We're gonna do transfers. We're gonna talk about teams that are folded, stuff like that. But before we do that, we're gonna start it instead of doing like some kind of order of this thing happening. What is the biggest news that you have heard? Is how we're gonna start it.
Wasn't there that big drama that happened? That's the big one that I'm thinking. Because there was like a lot of... It's been a busy off season with like a lot of big shocking changes, people getting dropped and stuff. But I think there was one specifically that happened in SEA that was just... just a lot of drama that you needed to go to Discord to find. And I did not want to join a Discord for it.
To find the drama? Unbelievable.
Wait, do you not know about that?
No, I do. Okay, I know of the drama, but I've not put in the effort either of finding out what it was.
Okay, okay.
I know there was a big drama. Do you want to? Since we are a Rock Lee podcast and this is the stuff we talk about, do you want to break it down for the people?
I can break it
like
down
me?
As much as I can, but that's I'll figure it out.
Do it on the go, on the fly.
I think it Kami? Mm-hmm. Yes, it was Kami. So. What ended up happening to, oh God, what's the name of their team? I've lost it. My mind, it's gone.
Your mind is gone.
My mind, Elevate, the team, the big team that we all love from Japan-ish, Asia, South Pacific, had some very big drama. Our boy Realize, Virtuoso, and Kami had a big thing going on. Apparently, I don't know how long, but like a long time, a couple months at the very least, definitely during the winter season, spring season, for like months back heading into the finals, the major. And this thing that was happening wasn't like necessarily team drama or friction within the team or people not, you know, communicating well or not playing or whatever, all of the prior drama that we've dealt with. Instead, it was Kami was getting catfished, and that ended up kind of very much affecting the team. And how many days ago? On the 3rd, so 5 days ago, Virtuoso responded to Kami, and I think Kami earlier that day or the day before or something, simply just, do you know what he tweeted?
No, I do not.
No clue? Okay. Well, no. he brought this whole thing, this drama to public, and was kind of apparently, from what I saw based on comments and my quick delve into it, even though I didn't join the Discord, was that Kami was slightly smearing Virtuoso and Realize in how they reacted to it, what they were saying about, you know, him getting catfished, him probably not believing that he was getting catfished throughout the entire thing and all of that. You know, Kami was being deceived, and it made him turn against like his friends, his teammates, his coach and stuff like that. And did bring it to public, bring it.
Wabs, I feel like I heard about this, but I think Cursor might have even mentioned this last. Is it
last
possible?
Week, there's no way.
No, okay. So maybe
they did one like on the 5th, this Tuesday.
No. So, but there was some, maybe it was my Twitter. I am on the X, you know, I am on X. So maybe I've seen this, but I did not know it went this deep. So please continue. I'm very much enjoying this tale you were spinning here.
Yeah. And good bit of this could just be a tale, but I'm pretty sure most of it's correct.
No, it's all, it's we're all not absolutely a gossip correct channel. It is 100%.
So Virtuoso sends out the tweet being like, all right, my side of the story, here's everything, and gives a Discord link. And this Discord link, from what I've heard, and based on like some of the pictures that I saw in the Twitter thread, and I think Elias joined it, so I really wanted to see if he was going to be on this to talk about it.
Well, we're outing Elias just for this.
Outing Elias. Elias is our newsman. Elias and Ty. Elias dives into all of the things that Ty doesn't know about because Ty knows all of the insider secrets. But
Elias knows all the insider secrets. Elias knows all the dirt sheets, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Elias knows all the dirt. So this Discord was...
It'd be funny, side note, it'd be funny if you like join the Discord as just... it was just a lure to get everyone to join his Discord. There was no like details,
which is why I didn't go. I kind of thought that's what it was. I was like, oh, I haven't been enough Discords. I don't need another one. It's fine, whatever. But now I kind of wish I did, and I'm sure I still can. But at this point, it's too late. I'm not gonna be reading it while I'm trying to speak it. So. Give a lot of, you know, a lot of information, far too much, to the point where it was basically an investigative report that could be like, could hold up in court as evidence. Virtuoso went deep, brought all of the
receipts,
the tea,
all the receipts were
every
brought
single
here.
Receipt, all of the screenshots, had every single thing mapped out, probably day by day, hour by hour. Like he knew exactly what he was doing, scrim by scrim. And when this catfish had joined in on the scrims, which did happen, when she, I'm not entirely sure when they joined in on, I think, games, being there in comms, probably not speaking, being there in things that should be very private, having an invite and access to their personal Discord, like the team Discord, this person was added. And
that's uncool.
Yeah, it's not. It's like, it's bringing an outside person. It's bringing an outside source. It's bringing outside, outside bias. It's doing a lot of things that is just like not supposed to happen for a lot of reasons. Especially in like a team game. I think the last time you and me were on, we talked about the whole thing of when you're on a team, all of your stuff stays at the door. Like when you're on the field, everything that happens there is on the field. When you get off the field, everything that happens there is off the field. So those two areas are completely separated, and you do not want to mix them. And through the manipulation, through the catfish, through all of this other stuff, you know, gaslighting and everything, I'm sure, this person ended up finding a way into all of these very private spaces that should have just had or just been a team space, right? And so, yeah, that's kind of what it was. It really came to a head. I'm not exactly sure what, how it came to a head other than Kami might've mentioned it on Twitter, Virtuoso responded. And then everybody's like, oh my God, what's happening? And that was kind of the overall thing. Responses are basically like Virtuoso went way too hard. He went too deep, brought too many receipts. But it seems to me at the least that the reason that he did this was entirely just to clear him and realize his name, because of Kami potentially outing, like airing dirty laundry from his side and then not giving any response or not expecting a response.
It's just so true. Like if Virtuoso and Realize want to keep in the Rocket League scene, right? Like exactly. I think the reason he Virtuoso went that hard is essentially to say, hey, like this is not us, and I want to be able to, like, if an org or some a sponsor is going to come to sign us, like I want to be able to say, like, this wasn't on us.
yeah, I don't want this to hang over my head as a thing that genuinely affects my career, right?
Like, he cares less about necessarily the public reception, and a little bit more about, like, can I continue a career in this space, right?
Exactly, which I think is fair. I'm sure he does want to continue it, realize I'm sure he wants to continue it, and I don't know if that team... No, the team isn't staying together, I don't think.
Well, I don't know if... the two of them, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't... Okay.
Have a list here. Do you want me to go through here? The changes? No, we're not there yet. Okay. We will. But continue. Yeah.
So, based on the Liquipedia, it's just Virtuoso realize on the active squad. Mm-hmm. And the day after Virtuoso sent his Discord out, his response, Kami responded with, "We broke up, just leave me alone." And now that I read that again, I don't know if that's about the two of them, like Kami and the person, or if that's about the team.
I totally thought it was the team. I did see that tweet.
Right. And now I don't know. So maybe it's all
of them. It could be both.
Probably ideally both. But yeah, that's the drama. That was the big tea, the biggest drama that I can think of post season in the off season. But there's been a lot going on as well, which you can go into now if you want to.
Yeah, we're about to go from what is it? August 31st onward, all right? So a total...
Oh my God, okay.
So that's exactly a week ago till now. Uh-huh. Is there any more? Like, is there stuff I've missed, or is this here? Let me see if there's anything I've missed in this list. I'm just trying to debate, like, how early we should go.
Let me check if there's anything that I can find.
Well, when did the Worlds happen? When was it? Those
Worlds? Worlds was, I'm just getting the exact date here. End date was August 13th.
August 13th? Okay, yep. Then August 13th, we're going, all right?
Double-checking all the way down.
Okay, so August 13th, Kixir's team with Tokyo and Emo RV becomes none. There you go.
Oh, I hope Kux gets another team. I always like semi-following Kixir's thing.
There it is. Yeah, a little side. Yeah, it's like he's like the... If you watch one or read One Piece, he's like the first panel, like the first page of the
That's so true, because that's sometimes my favorite part of the entire thing.
Exactly. On the 14th, and there is more news to come of this, but I'm gonna do this sequentially here. Chaussette becomes inactive on Solary.
Inactive?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the 14th, I said more news was coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hear the skepticism in your voice. I assure you it shall be verified.
Yep, week, that's why I'm not a week from pressing from right now. Enough.
Yep. okay. So Onyx, I think, disbands.
Okay.
If you're following Mina. Era becomes TPS in, I believe that's Sam. Flitz joins Gladiators.
Sure.
Sure. I'll just keep going. Okalid, it used to be on Falcons, and he is gone. And
yep, I remember this one being a big one. Yeah.
Well, I guess we had Gamers 8 happen, right? So, like, there has been a tournament since then, but we're gonna continue. If I miss one that's important, you'll let me know at the end. Then Chaussette goes from on the 21st goes from Solary to none. Fairy Peak also goes from Solary to none, so both of them don't have a team. Mm-hmm. Nick, the coach of Falcons, is no longer the coach, and their substitute becomes the coach. The substitute is from Mina, so that kind of makes sense to me. Calm is no longer V1.
Yes, so that's, I remember big. That. Yep, that yes. one's really big. I was sad about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. There was inklings that V1 just wouldn't be no more anyway, right? So
we'll find out
from the official news source here,
okay,
of Liquipedia. I just like to mention Yukio has joined TTM, or Reply Totem.
Which day are you on right now?
Sorry, I've skipped ahead. Okay, that is the 30th. Have I missed anything 30th? Big?
Okay. One thing that you definitely missed was Nupo was the pickup, the replacement for Khaled.
I did say Nupo.
Did you? Okay. So that
but
was.
But I did not say it Nupo. I said it somehow weirdly. And I believe that's why you didn't.
That makes sense, actually. The one that I wanted to mention for sure, though, was Alex G, who I don't actually know, but it's Matane, mm-hmm. Razeers, and Smokes, got picked up by Monkeys. So I think they got an actual orb.
Where's this? Where?
It's the 17th. Right,
oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I think that's an actual org. Very big. Happy with that. Big congrats to all of them, if that's true. Because I think it is.
Oh, it is true. Yeah. It's here. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Going back to the 30th. I know I skipped a lot. Okay. But Yukio went from Novo there, and then Kickster and Speed, who are the rest of Novo, no longer have a team. That's also another front panel that I like watching.
Another front panel.
And Nova apparently picks up Tepra.
I do not. Temper? Is this the Temper I know?
Temper and Malath. So there you go. Italians. And
no. Yeah, I don't know these people.
From the Netherlands. And Malath from 20s. Okay, I'm completely in the dark. And we're gonna keep going. Okay,
That explains what I saw recently.
Okay, actually, okay, go side tangent. What did you see recently?
No, you're about to get there.
Okay, Cash.
Yep,
has left Mist.
Moist.
Moist. Sorry. Yes, I'm getting ahead of myself. Continue.
This is the thing. I was recently watching Cash's stream actually earlier today because it was just on my recommended. And he was playing with Zen, and I was like, oh, I wonder why that's happening. And they played against Juicy and Extra, and I was like, oh, it's a team battle. But it was not. It was not a team fight.
There you go. Cassioli's quad. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty big, actually. Cassio name popping up a lot last year. Is there drama associated with this?
With Cassio? Not that I'm aware of.
Oh no, contract expired. Okay. Mm-hmm. It looks the least crazy of all of them. The PSG team is gone and disassembled with Verge, Tox, Catalyst, and Ivan. Scrub Killer is no longer an active member of SK. Rixie is off SK. So this is where this is the team drop ordeal here a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know RSV.
Part of what I'm surprised by all of this is that they're not like, well, I'm somewhat surprised at the very least. They're not even staying together on like a new team or an unofficial team. It seems like it looks like it's just all of the players are completely free and trying to figure things out at this point.
Yeah. And it's the inkling is like, is it the big gap? Is a lot of contracts just naturally come to an end? Actually, I think that'll be a big discussion point after I go through this this update here. But yeah, let me keep it moving here. Right here, big one here. It actually does end up being that monkey. Yep.
The monkeys that we just talked about did drop.
Wait, so they picked them up and they dropped them?
I'm wondering if monkeys was the...
Excellent, successful beloved run in Gamers 8.
Yeah,
they were not okay. Interesting. So they just had a terrible result, and they're like, "Nah, that's not happening." Anyway, Olay left G1 or leaves G1. So yeah, you see a lot of this, and then we have Fireburner no longer the V1 coach, and the big one I think that we can actually pause to discuss a little bit here is First Killer leaving FaZe on the first.
Yeah, well,
let me read the tweet here. An unrestricted free agent for this upcoming season. Huge thanks to FaZe Clan for the last 2 years on the team. I think a lot of people's contracts literally were up.
I do. Like, I think so. That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, it's not a surprise. It's post season. There's a, you know, still a 4-month-ish break. 3 months, I think, till anything else starts again. Long off season, figure it out. We like make completely new teams. Let's actually do something really imaginative for the, you know, for the organizations that are staying, and make sure that we have a good team that's had enough time to like to practice, to scrim, to get used to each other, and all that going into the new year. Like, this is the time for this level of shakeup.
And do you think it's like it's one of those things because it's 4 months, right? Like it's actually gonna be really hard for anyone to get a team before then.
I think there's gonna be a lot of movement going on, a lot of trying out, a lot of people like just playing with every single team that's available. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if we'll see teams being like, oh, I'm on this team. But I think teams will probably know well ahead of us if they're not saying it, like which player is getting it for sure, which characters or which players have their offers, which players are waiting to accept offers because of a potential thing on another team. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of background stuff going on, and we might have a thing with, was it Extra? Which one was the one in spring? No, winter. Where the one person didn't leave, I think, and that had such long trickle-down effects for like 7 teams.
Rise.
Yes, Rise. I think it might be something similar to that coming again, where it's like everything's pretty much expected and pretty much set, but we don't actually know. Like, we're definitely not going to know, and the players are probably going to know earlier than us, but I don't know. We'll find out what they're doing.
And this kind of leads to the next discussion. So, by the way, AJ... Rogrig, Magic Baron, Rettles, essentially Optic Gaming dropped Rocket League. Yep. And so they're all looking for teams. But the thing is, I kind of feel like I imagine they probably just don't know what's happening with Rocket League. Like, is Unreal Engine happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know what that new season's looking like. And I think I'm just a little bit optimistic that maybe it's just one of those things where these bigger orgs are just going to wait till actually they know what's going to happen before re-signing teams, right?
Yeah. I think I would expect if, you know, Unreal is happening, then the orgs know, the players are expected to know.
No, I don't, like, that's the thing. Like, I imagine that a lot of these orgs just haven't been given information as to what's happening. And they decided, we're not re-signing these giant contracts if we don't know, like, what the future's going to look like, right?
Yeah. So it's weird. It is weird. On the Optic one specifically, it's also interesting that AJ left to go do what, like, probably because of everybody else leaving and seeing the availability of all of the players. But Rettles and Magic Bear, for now at least, maybe a couple days later it will change, but for now we're still on a TBD. Like, one spot's open, but the two of them are staying. Well, the three of them are staying with coach as well.
There you go. It is interesting. You're right. Rise leaves BDS, so the dynasty's done.
Mm-hmm.
Officially. Well, actually, I'm gonna talk about all of it, right? As Seiko and Mew become min active. Yeah. So still under contract, but allow me to explore other options. Interesting. Okay. Well, that kind of has the same Optic feeling, kind of,
for Seiko
for me. No, well, if they're active, but they're allowing you to explore other options, like, or at the very least, if Team BDS is re-signing a Rocket League team, maybe they do not, like, right now, they're pretty open. Like, they know they have the brand in Rocket League, so, like, maybe they're just going to find another three that's, like, a super three, right? Although, Monkey still around?
Monkey Moon is the only, or Monkey Moon and Extra are both on the team, I think.
Okay, well, at least they're spiritual, you know. Entities intact. I'm just gonna go through all these quickly now, and then we can kind of go back and talk about it. So Mist becomes inactive on phase. Atomic expected. Leaves you. Yeah, Atomic leaves you one. Banana Head leaves KCP. KC, everyone becomes inactive, except for.
Well,
I don't know. Itachi and Vitir. Who else here? Justin leaves NRG.
Wow. I didn't hear about that one.
My contract with NRG has ended. So a lot of people, man, it's the contracts are up. I think a lot of people had 2-year contracts on the remake of the RLCS, right? With RLCSX.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I think they're just, or like the year after, like they kind of like going into when lives start happening again. And I think those are just coming up. Yeah. Seiko Mew. And then Cammy has retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We talked about that earlier, right?
I think so.
This is a different Cammy.
No, this is the yep. This is him.
This is the Cammy. Okay.
Yep.
And then Chicago has become inactive on G2 as of today.
Chicago. Restrict-
yeah, after being with G2 for almost 5 years, we decided it'd be best to go our separate ways. I'm very excited and determined to improving and becoming an elite level player again.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Remember the rumors about JNaps was like rumored to be iffy going into the RLCS major like finals. Mm-hmm. But I think during or at some point like beforehand or whatever, he like refound that spark and like all the family stuff was kind of, you know, not as mm-hmm. present, not as immediate. I think his dad died earlier in the year, like a whole bunch of stuff, bad year for JNaps. But he kind of got over that like mental stuff and is learning how to deal with it and all that other stuff. So the, oh, G2 might not be here post Worlds because JNaps might leave was like the thing that I was thinking. But then it's like, oh, wait, no, G2 is like 100% staying together. And I was like, wait, why is Chicago dropping? What's going on here?
So I think with all this, it's best to say the contracts are up and there's a feeling that orgs are just, I think they're just sitting like they're either out or they're, if any org comes back, it's going to be when there's a big major announcement. Right. I think we talked mm-hmm. about this in the RNK show. That the tough thing for a lot of these orgs is that I imagine they're playing very reasonable contracts to these players. Mm-hmm. And they probably don't see the return individually from Rocket League. Like you have a better chance of return of someone who's like streaming a whole bunch on Twitch all the time, right?
Yeah.
That's getting like, you know, 10K, 20K viewers or more than you are probably from a pro player playing in a tournament. I think the big pluses for these esports at orgs are like when they win stuff, right? If you as a whole, as an organization is winning a lot of stuff, like that raises your whole brand, right? But you know, sometimes it's just not justifiable. And we've talked about this before, like what is the secret kind of to getting Rocket League to be financially viable, right? Mm-hmm. And self-sustaining teams, right? And there's definitely like a conversation about like franchising or similar stuff to that, right? For the sake of creating an ecosystem that can protect itself. Mm-hmm. Or where like essentially if the game makes money, then it funds the esports. So it feels justifiable because it's supposed to like perpetuate itself. But I just kind of feel like there's a reason. I mean the break is the reason, but like I don't know if big orgs are necessarily going to stick around unless they see it as their kind of their way into the scene, right? I mean, I think Rocket League's been always like that. There's all these new teams always popping up, right? The more established esports teams that have bigger teams in other games might look at this as a side project, and that kind of prevents us from moving to the next step. And actually, this is a great kind of bounce off too. I don't know if you saw what Cursor tweeted our official account on Twitter.
No.
But this was from good old slasher Rob Bordalo. Still around. sorry, that's your StarCraft reference for the week. Bottoms up. Rocket League today not only set so this was on the 13th, so this was probably for Gamers 8, right? Set a new record for peak viewership 8 years after release, but it surpassed all-time viewership of games such as Overwatch and COD 2. Another weekend where, while esports may be a financial crisis, fandom keeps growing, the passion is electric. Yep. So there you
13th
go.
13th was from Worlds, for reference.
Oh, 13th was Worlds. Okay, so yep. Rod Bordalo at it again. It's because that's the one thing, that's my big measure, is when the Worlds comes around every year. Mm-hmm. It does that go up or down, I think, is the bigger measure of the esport than the weekly or monthly viewership. Mm-hmm. Cause like, you know, when I knew StarCraft like wasn't ever going to be what it was going to be.
When I don't know if it was Worlds. And, oh, was, what was the specific number?
It was okay. I mean, in 2013, pretty early, the big jump disappeared. Mm-hmm. But there was a foreign player, so a non-Korean player, that won the world championship for the first time ever. StarCraft 2 was a crazy huge deal. Mm-hmm. And I saw the viewership on that, and it was like the highest it ever been. It had been in like 8 years or something ridiculous, right? Yeah. And I was like, I think this is it. Like, I just knew at that point, right? Like, the game, like, that was the biggest possible thing that could happen for the game at that point, right? Apart from, yeah. I guess, the StarCraft 3 release, right? Yep. But I think you're on the same wavelength as Age of Empires, which is great, which is a good wavelength to be in, but it's sustained income through expansion, like buy yearly expansions in a player base that's able to pay money, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not seeing growth. You're just seeing like lifelong fans, right?
Yeah.
Which is a difference, right? And I just know with Rocket League, like, it is different because the demographic's so much younger that there's actually a chance for growth, despite it being 8 years in, which other games don't have. And I guess is my point.
I
haven't seen it, but the potential of people who know of Rocket League, like, colloquially, is way bigger, is my point.
Yeah, we kind of have seen it though over thing. Like, it's been a steady growth throughout all 8 years of just like progressively every single year the number does go up, which granted, like, Twitch and streaming and esports overall has just kind of gotten more popular. But I don't know. Like, it has been getting more popular. It's just, I don't know. I actually don't know where you want to.
Well, what do you measure as a success? Because I think,
right?
The fact,
like,
that your esport, more people are watching esports, great. If I would say a measure of success would be how many people log on once a month. Okay, let's put it every year. Yeah, how many people log on at least once a month? Like, that would probably, to me, be the most reasonable estimation of people who still, the most casual of casuals, but play enough for this to be a relevant game, I guess, to them.
Yeah, and let me know if that number is good, great, or amazing.
Yeah.
Old memes, let's go.
And then I guess I'll let our listener answer that. Because let me know if this episode was good, great, or amazing. Because I think that's where we're closing the show. Jeez, Rob's. Way to kill the vibe. No, this is good. This is good. We went through all the esports stuff. We were able to talk a little bit. We didn't go as wild as we usually do. Maybe the beginning, but otherwise.
We did at the beginning.
I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you're caught up on the esports news. We'll be back next week to give you more stuff. And... your homework.
Gasp.
She's accepted. I know. We're moving quick, but we're just gonna wrap up the show here. She's accepted is to watch the live action One Piece. There you go. And let us know if you like
absolutely.
It or not.
Absolutely. Yes.
Good and homework. There you goes. Yeah. Good Have homework. A good one, guys. Peace.
Bye.